You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB have started emotional well-being podcasts to address common questions parents of children and young people with sight loss ask. We're joined today by Laura McCauley, the Children, Young People, Families and Education Services Manager, and NHS Clinical Psychologist Dr. Ian McCubbin to tell us more about the podcast. So Ian, can you tell us about your work as a clinical psychologist and how you support people with sight loss?
Sure. So it's a bit of a varied role, to be honest. So I'm part of the Children's Psychological Medicine team at Oxford Children's Hospital. As part of my role there, one day a week for 10 years, we've got to a decade, a charity called Fight Against Blindness, or FAB. They fund me to see children and young people who are living with a visual impairment. Now, like I said, the work can actually take lots of different forms. So some of it is kind of what people would imagine psychologists do. So sitting down in a room, one-to-one, talking to a kid or a young person who's dealing with some issue, some sort of psychological distress as a result of, or kind of in association with perhaps some sensory loss. It can also involve other things, actually. Quite a lot of the time I'm speaking to families, so parents of visually impaired young people. Fairly often I'm talking to schools as well about how to look after children with sight loss in a kind of educational environment too. So it involves talking to different people, not just the kid themselves. I mean, also, I guess, it involves talking to a lot of different professionals, trying to bring in sort of psychological thinking or psychological ideas into kind of the work that they do clinically or in education. That might mean going to meetings, it might mean talking to people, might mean doing presentations. Sometimes it even means doing bits and pieces of research. And I guess sometimes it means working in collaboration with other agencies. So like the RNIB to try and come up with innovative ideas to get kind of psychological ideas out there.
Can you tell us more about how the podcast began and what different episodes include?
Yeah, so the podcast began, I think we realised we were getting common questions asked, parents were coming with the same questions, and we realised that there wasn't actually a lot of information out there for parents, so we felt we needed to create some resources then. So I approached FAB and asked if they would be interested in, I think originally we had thought about some shorter videos, but I think once we realised we were getting into the topics, we thought a podcast would be much better. So the questions and the topics that we cover in the podcast, these are questions that parents have put to us. So parents were very much involved in the content of the podcasts. And we covered things like talking to your child about a visual impairment, confidence and resilience, sleep, bullying. There's quite a lot, especially now we've kind of got into series two. We cover quite a lot of the questions that we regularly get asked.
And alongside sharing this important information, have you had feedback from parents about how this podcast is helping them?
Yes, yeah, so we've had really, really positive feedback from parents. And I think that's kind of what led us to create series two. We have had parents who've said that, you know, things like it's really helped them. And I think the most important thing for parents is that it's made them feel like not alone, that they're not the only parents who's struggling with maybe some of the issues that we discuss, or that it kind of gives them a bit of comfort, especially, you know, thinking about talking to your child about visual impairment. I think it's just given them a little bit of comfort in that, yes, they're, you know, they're doing the right thing, or there is no perfect way of having that conversation.
And Ian, what were some of the topics that you enjoyed talking about the most on the podcast?
I think there's a lot of them that feel mega important. It was kind of gratifying that when Laura and RNIB went out to their kind of community, that the subjects that they picked were kind of all the things I'd probably been most keen to discuss, I think. And as Laura said, you know, part of this, I think, as well as trying to give people information, it was also about trying to kind of give people that sense of you're not alone, you're dealing with similar stuff to what other parents are. So in terms of subjects that actually I kind of perhaps felt were the most important, or that I enjoyed talking about the most, in the first season we discussed how to support your child or young person to talk about the eye condition that they had, which I think is kind of such an important topic. There's so much solid evidence out there that this can be an incredibly positive step in the young person only taking a bit more ownership of the condition. And I guess that's a lot to do with kind of adjustment and coming to terms with it. It also can help them develop a much more sophisticated sense of actually how it can be to live as a person with a visual impairment, which can be super important in kind of them coping in the long term. So That felt mega important. And I guess the other one that really stood out for me as well, season two, the one that's just come out, one of the first ones we did in that season was talk about kind of early years development. So kind of babies and infants and young kids and kind of how developing for those kids while living with an eye condition may influence and affect how they kind of engage with and interact with the world, and that kind of may in turn affect their own development and personality and kind of behavior and stuff in turn. And that kind of felt really fundamental too. So I think those two ones that really stood out for me.
And Laura, how can people listen to the podcast and maybe submit questions for future episodes?
People can listen to the podcast, so they can find it on our website under Emotional Support for Children with Visual Impairments. They can also listen to them on any platform where you get your podcasts, so on Apple or Spotify. And if you do have any questions, do send them through to the team. You can contact us via our mailbox. It's cypf@rnib.org.uk.
And Ian, how can people learn more about Fight Against Blindness?
Yeah, so we're always mega keen to hear from people about what they think we could do differently or kind of how best to reach people. Or, you know, we're always kind of really happy to get questions from kind of the broader kind of sight loss community too. So people have anything they want to kind of ask us about, the role of psychologists, what we do, the charity. By far the easiest way to do that is just go to the website, which is fightagainstblindness.org. So it's all one word, no kind of fancy backslashes or complex stuff, just fightagainstblindness.org. And there they can find ways to get in touch with us.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Laura McCauley from RNIB Children, Young People, Families and Education Services, and Dr. Ian McCubbin from Fight Against Blindness for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.